money.
The reason behind the shortage of appraisers. What's going on with the appraisals and the appraisal market? The shortage of appraisers causes home sale delays. Housing demand is rising rapidly, but the key cog in the wheel is homeownership is in deep trouble. It's the people who needed to close the deal are disappearing. It's the appraisers, the men and women who value the homes and who mortgage lenders are depending on are shrinking in numbers. That is causing growing delays in closings, costing buyers and sellers money, and in some cases, even costing them the deal. The share of on-time closings has dropped from 77% to 64% for loans backed by Fannie and Freddie Mac, according to Campbell Inside Mortgage Finance. Appraisal-related issues in these delays jumped by 50% in that time frame. Since 2007, when the U.S. housing market came crashing down, the number of appraisers has shrunk by 22%, according to the Appraisal Institute and Industry Association. With so few new candidates, the current population of appraisers is aging. More than 60% are over the age of 50. Now, ironically, the decline in the new appraisers is largely due to new regulations designed to safeguard both banks and borrowers. They were put in place at the end of 2008 by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA. As the entire mortgage banking community was under strict scrutiny after the financial crisis. They changed the rules that would allow appraisers' apprentices to do full appraisals and instead required the licensed appraiser to be on site for that inspection. So the result is the appraisers no longer see the need to pay apprentices, but at the same time, licensing requirements to become an appraiser include 2,500 hours of appraisal experience to be completed in 2 years as an apprentice. So the typical appraiser, he's going to do approximately 10 to 15 appraisals a week. For him to be able to take a trainee, he needs the ability for the trainee to go ahead and inspect the property for him. The rules have changed now, and you cannot do what you used to be able to do in 10 years ago, which is to hire three of the four trainees and really have them go out and inspect the properties, go to work for you, and really function as an apprentice. So the market has completely eliminated that. In some of the nation's hottest housing markets where sales are up in double digits compared to a year ago, the shortage means searching far and wide for an appraiser. So valuations are becoming really important as the house prices are gaining. The problem is if it's taking longer for the appraisers to get out the property and do those appraisals, the value could be changing during that period of time. So it could be a significant issue. So the challenge that we're having with the appraisals and the delays, as a consumer, just know that the cost for an appraisal has increased. And I've said for years, it's the appraisers really deserve to get a raise. Everybody seems in the industry that they're making more money with the increase in values. But the appraisers their fees have been set for many years. So the increasing fees that the appraisers have now is actually a good thing. Plan on paying for a rush appraisal. If your mortgage professional asks if you want to pay a rush, say definitely yes, because I'll tell you, getting that appraisal back in a 2 week period versus getting the appraisal back in a month can be a huge deal breaker in being able to keep that deal together. So again, there's a lot of cost, there's a lot of risk with the delay appraisals, lock extensions, issues with the value. So keep that in mind. And that's a little behind the scenes of what's happening with the delayed appraisals. So that's the Money Chat for today. Coming up next on the Money Hour, how do you market a listing? Noel Bortfeld is Chief Marketing Officer with Windermere Real Estate right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.